Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with Duncan Cameron from Right at Home. Now, Duncan, you brought up something which is I've never really thought about, and that's car insurance for your employees and the pressure that's on them.
Yeah, hi, Julie. Thanks for doing this. It's become a real problem because the cost of car insurance over the last year has gone up tremendously. In fact, we think about up to 30, 40, 50% even or more. And of course, for some of our employees, it's making renewing their car insurance too expensive, which means obviously they can't do the job they love, which is working at Right at Home, being a carer at Right at Home. It actually is affecting also attracting new people as well to the industry. So when we put adverts out looking for people to come and join us and become one of our carers in the team, they simply can't do that because they can't afford the car insurance. All of our carers have their own vehicles and have their own cars because it's domiciliary care. They go to people's homes, day-to-day care. So they need a car to do the job they love. And of course, because they can't afford the insurance, they can't do the job. So it's new people that are coming to join up with us, and also existing employees. Shall I carry on? I've got one example.
No, please do. Please carry on, because it's really interesting, because this is a situation, you know, it's a shortage anyway, isn't there? So, yeah, please carry on.
Well, the example I've got this lovely lady that's, she's not a youngster, because often it affects the youngsters most, car insurance, but Melody, her name is. She's in her 40s, early 40s, got two grown-up children. She's worked for us for about 5 years. She is experienced carer, absolutely lovely, just the most fantastic person. Our clients love her. So she's been doing the job for a long time. She's got her own, almost like her own clientele, because she goes back to the same clients regularly. They all really love her. Lo and behold, she comes to try to renew her car insurance, and it's gone up so much. I think in her case, I think it was about 50%, 56%. Gosh. So she can't afford it. Therefore, she's stopped doing the job she loves. She still works for us because we do overnight care, and so she doesn't need the use of a vehicle quite so much. So she's got her husband dropping her at the client's house so she can do overnights, but no longer can she do the domiciliary care, which is what she knows and loves. So Melody can't do the job she wants. I'm the employer. I can't have Melody doing the job I want her to be doing because she's fantastic. And moreover, our clients can't have the lovely Melody delivering care in the community. So three groups, if you like, are getting affected by the car insurance going up quite so. What we're wanting, what Right at Home as a franchise is wanting, is we're wanting concessions to be made for home care workers. How that manifests, how that actually happens. I mean, I haven't personally gone to any insurance companies and spoken to them, but we are trying to lobby government to see if they would be able to put something in place. So fingers crossed, but I don't know, because at the moment it is a real problem to us.
Yeah, and it's a knock-on effect, because, I mean, somebody will sort of probably sit and say, well, OK, so your company could cover it. But then there's the knock-on, isn't there? If you do that, then it's going to go from you to the client, because obviously that's the way it all operates in life.
Yeah, no, it's right. I mean, you know, listen, at the end of the day, you know, we know that care work and many of the other sectors aren't the highest paid jobs. I will just add that we are putting wages up come April the 1st this year. And we did last year as well by 10%. So each year by 10%, we're putting the wages up. So, and we pay higher than the national average by a long way in this sector. But if your car insurance is going to go up 50%, and don't forget it has to be business insurance as well. It's not just car insurance, it's business insurance. I mean, my car insurance for my own vehicle is in excess of £1,000 a year. And I'm 52 years old, and I've been driving for 30 years, more than 30 years. So, and that's because business insurance, you get an extra premium on that. So it's so expensive, particularly this year. And I guess it must be all the claims that have been taking place over, you know, and inflation and everything else. So yeah, it is an issue. And it's not just this sector. I think it's an issue for other sectors as well, like hospitality and all those ones.
So what are your thoughts then? What are you going to do? Have you got a plan of action?
Yeah, we do. I mean, Right at Home, as you know, is a franchise. We have about 80 Right at Home care companies dotted around the country. So it's not just, it gives us a little bit more clout, I suppose. So we've produced a letter, which we intend to send to our local members of parliament. We're hopeful that by lobbying government that we can approach, or they can on our behalf help raise the awareness of the problem and approach insurance companies to see if concessions can be applied. That's about as far as we've got so far. Sadly, at the moment, though, it means that people like Melody aren't able to do the domiciliary care work that she wants to do and I want her to be able to do.
Well, I wish you luck with the letter. I hope I can come back and talk to you once you've had some responses from it. And it might be interesting to find out what the insurance companies think as well.
Yeah, no, exactly, Julie. I mean, yeah, by all means, it'd be great to have a catch-up in a few months' time and see where this ends up. It can't be just us that are being affected, and I think it must be doing the rounds. It has gone up a ridiculous amount over the last year, and therefore it's affecting so many people. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what can be done. Thank you very much.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.